Hey, guys, we have a lot to talk about on the program today, but I wanted to introduce our partner here as well, Emily Hay, who has been out on maternity leave with her firstborn. Emily, good to have you with us as well. How you doing?
Hey, Foster and Gary and Shane and Ed. How are you guys doing?
Hey there.
Hey there. Very well. How is motherhood going for you?
Oh, it's going great. I'm still pretty exhausted, but thanks for asking. The sun is shining. We're good.
It's fun exhaustion, right?
Haven't got a good night's sleep yet, huh? Yeah.
No, not yet, but I'm very lucky.
Oh, good. We're working that. Well, now while you are busy there, I know your company, Hey There Social Media, is also busy. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk with one of the people that you are working with, Lauren Weber, in just a minute about Mrs. Weber's neighborhood. But before then, there's somebody that you'd like to introduce us to about an event that's coming up here called Social Media Day Detroit, and that is Jeff DeHaven, who's also on the line with us. Jeff, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
Very good. Jeff, first of all, and maybe chime in too, Emily, tell us what the Social Media Day Detroit is. Isn't every day Social Media Day?
every day is Social Media Day, all day, every day. But this is one day a year that we really bring everybody together for a celebration and an event. So this is to really celebrate the industry, celebrate all the work that goes into social media, build up some great connections by networking. There's going to be an educational panel to help with different tips and ideas of always things that are changing within social media. And then from there, just a great time to kind of relax and put your feet up and have a good time as well.
So, Emily, where is this going to be taking place?
Sure. So Social Media Day Detroit is at TechTown this year. And it's worth mentioning, social media days happen all across the country in various cities.
Yeah.
But you have to have, a great on-the-ground organizing team in order to make it happen. So the fact that it's free to attend and the fact that Detroit has this event is because of people like Jeff, leading and organizing this event. So it's something not to be missed.
So you got social media days, and you think of them as being online, and we're doing this in a physical location? Face-to-face? Face-to-face?
Jeff, it is a tech town. You want to talk a little bit about the venue?
Right, yeah. I mean, it's great to, a lot of us are stuck behind a device, but it's great to come in person and meet the people that's powering the different industries, especially within Michigan, that's doing the social media part of those companies. But it's great. We're all going to have our devices charged and ready to interact all night as well at Tech Town. So it's a great venue, really cool place to be there. If you haven't been to the place, it's definitely worthwhile to check out.
So you're actually going to talk to people. You're not going to just stand and wave at them and then tweet.
That's so funny. You know what, Gary? It's at events like Social Media Day Detroit where your name tag is your Twitter handle. So kind of industry thing.
I absolutely love that.
It looks like it's one heck of a party, but it also is a very practical networking experience, right, Jeff?
Yeah, there's going to be industry leaders from all over the state that's going to be here to make connections and help build up people's networks and things like that. So that's a big part of Social Media Day.
For people that haven't really gotten into it yet, this is a wonderful way to start, right? You actually get to put the face with the Twitter handle.
Correct. There's so many opportunities to meet, and I know my first year going, I met so many people that was great to help me be able to do something like organize it this year by having those connections that I was able to make face-to-face at Social Media Day.
Sounds wonderful.
It's great.
And Gary, you pointed out, and I think from a small business perspective too, just even if you're not into social media 100% of the time, it's a great place to go and learn. If you've got a couple questions, there's all kinds of folks that you could talk to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so many times it's intimidating. So this is a way for people to really kind of get into it in a fun, really kind of a fun way and find people that they can actually talk to online when they go back home that night and thereafter.
Okay, that's happening on the 27th, right? Which is give me the day of the week. It's
already next Friday.
Next Friday, that's right. Jeff DeHaven, thank you so much for being with us. By the way, folks, we have a link to that on our homepage at internetadvisor.net if you'd like to find more information about that or the address for Tech Town and be there or be square or at least be unhooked from the internet. Thanks, Jeff, for being with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, Emily, also coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have one of your colleagues on, Lauren Weber. Tell us a little about her.
I'm so excited. Of course, Lauren Weber is a top-notch blogger in the Southeast Michigan area. She and I met through social media. She She is so dedicated to her blog. She has so many followers. This is definitely a woman that, when you think of a blogger, she's the go-to.
And I love the fact that it is so personal, yet it's got so much great information for families. And Gary, over the years, that's one of the things when I was doing the Saturday show here on WJR, I love to connect people with other people who had just ways of connecting families in particular into free events and just a lot of fun things that are going on. Because I know moms and dads, but particularly moms, about a week into the summer break, you're looking for help.
Exactly. And again, I don't even have school-age children, but one thing with Lauren, she's, and she'll tell you about some of her posts in particular, but she does posts that people are Googling and looking for all the time. And they're hyper-local, and it's just a great resource. So
that's wonderful. Okay, Emily, thank you very much for being with us, and have a wonderful time with that baby. We'll be back in just a moment to talk with Mrs. Weber about her neighborhood.